Plymouth is planning to hold a special town meeting this fall, but the question remains, should it be held in person or remotely, as recent meetings have been? And joining us this morning to discuss this further is town moderator Stephen Trifletti. Mr. Trifletti, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan.
So the question is, are you leaning towards in-person or remote participation for the meetings?
Dan, as you may recall, in the past year, we've had three virtual town meetings. And earlier this month, Governor Baker signed legislation extending to representative town meeting members the option to hold a town meeting by remote participation. In Plymouth, we have 135 elected town meeting representatives. Many are of advanced age. Some have compromised immune systems and comorbidities. And yet there's a desire to return back to in-person deliberation and debate. And so we've decided to try to come up with a blend wherein we have a hybrid model that would include in-person participation as well as remote participation. Recently, I met with the Committee of Precinct Chairs, and there was consensus to move forward with a hybrid approach. And tomorrow night, I will appear before the Select Board for the Town of Plymouth in order to present the proposal that we have both remote participation as well as in-person debate and deliberation.
So this would work. Now, if you, how exactly would this work? Would some members have to commit ahead of time, whether they'd be remote, or how's this going to work logistically?
Yes, we will ask members in advance to let us know if they wish to participate remotely. We've been working with our local cable company, PAC-TV, as well as OTI Technologies, which has the V-Voter platform, and they've assured us that the technology makes it possible to have both some members participate virtually if they let us know in advance, and others would participate in person. In addition, other participants, such as town officials or residents in the town, will be able to participate virtually by notifying us in advance that they wish to participate. There'll also be social distancing in the Center for Performing Arts. We'll have spacing between chairs. And although we will not be asking people whether or not they have been vaccinated, we will provide areas where people who have not been vaccinated can sit separately from the other town meeting members.
And town meeting is planned for October 16th, correct?
It is October 16th at 8 a.m. at Plymouth North High School.
Alrighty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.